calling this meeting to order. Certainly greet everyone on the internet. Thank you for joining us. I remind everyone at great pain to themselves, please turn off your cell phones. No, I mean, it's only at great pain to yourselves if you don't turn off your cell phones. It's not great pain if you do so. Anyway, ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Adelstein?
Aye.
Dunafin?
Aye.
Olson? Sutton? Tubbles?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Dempster?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, 5 present.
Move approval of the minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Motion. Desperately in need of a second. We have a motion. We have a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ask for those of you who want to testify, please be so kind as to sign the form, write legibly so that you can see your name spelled correctly in the minutes. I think we have someone fairly unique and someone pretty special with us this morning. Mr. Hewitt, don't you have someone that you'd like to introduce? Would you be so kind as to do that?
Sure. I'm introduce my son, Alex Hewitt, who is here today celebrating Boys State. He was elected governor.
Yeah. Well, we don't have an opportunity very often, but as a governor, you're pretty used to giving some impromptu speeches. Would you mind joining us in that? Actually, I'm quite serious. Would you mind joining us for just a minute and telling us about some of the things that you're going to be doing?
Good morning.
And, of course, you start off with your name.
My name is Alex Hewitt.
Then you start off with who you represent, and of course, I'm going to guess that's probably yourself.
I represent myself.
Yes. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Tell us about being governor.
Well, my experience going into it, I thought that my chances of being elected governor were slim to none. I was going up against the best of the best that South Dakota had to offer.
So is that kind of like we feel in our own races?
Well, sure.
Great.
Yeah. You know, at times I got to a point, in order to become governor, there's two political parties in Boys State. So you have to have enough signatures on a ballot. And there's only so many signatures to be had because you can't overlap. So it got to a point where I only needed like 3 or 4 more, but there were so many candidates in my party running that it seemed impossible. Somehow I got them, and it got to the runoff, and I think there were 14 different candidates from my party. And it got to a point where I was tied with another candidate, and I received the primary vote because, you know, I was the voice of reason, I believe. Yeah, honestly. And, yeah, it was really a wonderful experience. You know, you really got to know how to govern a constituency, what people want and why they want that. You know, being that voice of reason, like I said, not, you know, just... representing one side of the issue over the other, the issue lies somewhere in the middle. You know, to most solutions, especially solutions that seem to divide a lot of people, the answer always lies with the compromise. So that's really what I discovered. You meet a lot of wonderful people. I mean, I met friends from small towns over South Dakota I would never have gotten to know, yeah, ever. And I know I'll be in contact with them for the rest of my life. And really, it really focused what I want to do with my life. I really want to get involved with public service and you know, go to college and pursue a political science degree and come back to South Dakota and do some good and help a lot of people. So, yeah.
Well, you inspire. I think that requires a round of applause.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, and especially from Boys State, I'll just add this one last thing. I mean, I came back. I'm the president of the Student Democrats at Lincoln High School. We're the largest you know, high school sanctioned club in the state.
Yeah.
And we're the most active and the most organized. And we're really doing a lot of good in the community. We're not just focused on dividing people. I mean, you know, we just want to get kids involved with the political process and help a lot of people in the process. So I really think we're changing the face of politics for a lot of young kids in this state, and I look forward to what that'll become in the future. So.
Well, here, good for you. There's someone that you vaguely remind me of, but I don't know who that would be. I didn't mean to insult you.
No, that's all right. That's okay.
That's okay. Job well done.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Us.
I appreciate it.
No,
yeah.
Thanks for coming here.
Definitely.
Well, I think I just took one, so I think the answer is of course.
But you're the chairman.
Yeah.
I see Secretary Oldenkamp is here today, and I think this is probably going to be her last committee meeting. She has not signed up to testify, so I was asking for personal privilege a moment.
Well, I wonder if she'd be kind. We've got a couple minutes. I wonder if she'd be kind enough to join us as well and tell us what you're going to be doing. I mean, I can't believe that you do these things without asking our permission.
Well, I've had the pleasure of working with her, I think, for most of the 12 years I've been in the legislature. And I'll tell you, I think her professionalism, her dedication, her courtesy are outstanding. We're going to miss you, and so are the people of South Dakota. Thank you for all the effort you've put forth.
Thank you so much. It has been a tremendous opportunity for me to spend 14 years in public service, and I will be moving on to the president and CEO of Lutheran Social Services. So the service part of my career is far from over. And I do anticipate being back, probably with a different color badge. So I've loved being part of this process. It's great. Thank you.
Well, isn't it interesting that the avenues that we never know what avenues that we never know what avenues we never knew what roads the avenues that we choose are going to lead us to. And I would suspect you probably didn't have much of an idea that you're going to be that you'd be doing what you're soon going to be doing.
No, 3 months ago it was nowhere on my horizon, and you know you get guided and led certain directions, and I'm just very excited about the future. So
life's pretty full of surprises.
It is.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you folks, but I'll be back.
Job well done.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may say something, she was selected from a very, very special field of candidates as the first non-Lutheran, in fact, the first non-Christian board member of LSS. I served on the Board Development and Future Development Committee, so I was aware of what was going on with the search committee, and so that she was chosen for a very significant job that really performs a major service to the state and to those that need it most, and I'm excited about her being there.
So, Senator, were you part of this process of having her leave the state of South Dakota?
Not directly at the end count, but yes and no.
Senator Olson.
Dakota Wesleyan's proud of you.
All right. Thank you.
Godspeed. Thank you, Senator. House Bill 1040. Ask for proponents.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Corey Nelson. I'm the administrator at the Human Services Center in Yankton. House Bill 1040 is an act to revise the minimum monthly fee charged for care at the Human Services Center. South Dakota codified law establishes a minimum fee for $200 for persons accessing care at the Human Services Center. The statute also sets the daily rate for care at the center as a prorated amount of that $200 for any care extending beyond 30 days. What that tabulates out to is care at the Human Services Center is essentially $6.58 per day, and this is an all-inclusive rate that covers all services provided to a patient within the hospital. The minimum monthly fee addressed in this bill has not been adjusted since 1981, a full quarter of a century, while we all know healthcare costs have increased dramatically during that time frame. What House Bill 1040 is trying to do is to adjust those rates to a little bit higher rate so we can cover a little bit more cost of the care and help develop some other alternatives in communities for individuals needing care. This bill was amended in the House Appropriations Committee and on the House floor. What the amendment does is it was brought by the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners, and it phases in a series of cost increases over a four-year period, totaling $400 of an increase over that period. Those increases would amount to $400 starting January 1st of 2007 through December 31st of 2008. Then it would go to a rate of $500 on January 1st of 2009 through December 31st of 2009. And finally, on January 1st of 2010, the rate would be set at $600. The department is in support of this version of the bill, and we would ask that you support the measures in this bill as well. Any additional revenue generated by this bill would be deposited back into the state general fund. And I would stand by for any questions that you may have.
Mr. Chairman?
Please. Senator Edelstein. I'd prefer if that's acceptable to you. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
Other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ken McFarland, and I'm the administrative assistant for the Minnehaha County Commission.
Welcome, Mr. McFarland. Nice to see you.
Thank you. I also would ask you to support the version of House Bill 1040 that's before you. Costs associated with the care of the involuntarily mentally ill are a very, very big cost for Minnehaha County. Last year, and if you would care to see the handouts, last year, Minnehaha County dealt with 989 involuntary mental illness commitments. Of that total, 789 of them were directly from Minnehaha County, 140 were from out of state, and 60 of them were, or excuse me, 140 were out of other counties within the state that happened to be in Minnehaha County at the time, and 60 were out of state. Out of that 989, Minnehaha County sent down to the Human Services 321 persons for involuntary mental illness commitments. The balance we kept in Sioux Falls for treatment. And to show you the magnitude of this and why we were highly concerned when this bill first came out, last year in 2005, Minnehaha County spent $738,000 in this area for involuntary mental illness commitments. And of that total, approximately $67,000 was to the Human Services Center. So as you can see, when we saw the original version of the bill, we were quite concerned because we were looking at an increase of another $300,000 on a budget that was over a quarter of a million, or three quarters of a million already. So we did work with the Department of Human Services, and while maybe it's not a bill or a compromise that we would have all liked, and it's not the best that we'd have all liked, we sincerely appreciate the willingness of the department to sit down with us and recognize the problems that counties have, and we recognize the problem that the state has, and we do think that this is an outstanding compromise and would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McFarland. Other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Lauren Pankratz, representing the Association of County Commissioners. And I, too, would like to thank Secretary Oldenkamp and Corey Nelson for working through this process with us. We had some good discussions, I guess that's maybe a fair way to say that, and we arrived at the amended version of 1040 that you have before you today. And quite frankly, I'm pleased that we were able to be a part of that compromise, because my good friend Betty Oldenkamp, on her way out of town, I think could have been a very difficult person to deal with had we not been able to come up with a compromise, and we thank her for that, and we're going to miss her.
Other proponents? Do we have opponents? Committee close for committee discussion and questions. Senator Edelstein.
Mr. Chairman, could I please have the gentleman from the department? When I looked at your brief sheet, we all know that this is a significant amount of money less than the real cost. What is the cost in total? What is covered and with how many people?
The actual cost of care, Senator, at the hospital is $355.50 per day. That's based on what we figure for all of our expenses for all the individuals that we care, the 2,100 and some individuals that we admit for care over the course of a year.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
Then, and so who bears...
Excuse me? Excuse me? Where are you going? Excuse me. There is no power in this job at all. Yeah, exactly right. Senator Adelstein, I'm sorry.
No problem. After hearing from Minnehaha County, then, the difference is carried and is adequately covered in the state budget as submitted this year, correct?
Senator, there will be have to be an adjustment made by the Appropriations Committee based on this, because the deposits to the general fund were calculated on the original version of this bill. That's why this bill was sent over to the Appropriations in the House side, so they were very much aware of that when that amendment came through, and they believe that they can manage with what they saw on that.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, what is the total number of dollars then that are going to have to be adjusted with the compromise that you reached with the counties?
There was approximately a $900,000 general fund increase under the original version of this bill that was figured into the deposits in the state general fund, with the reduction of about probably $700,000 is going to be an estimate that would have to be backed out of that, so it would be about a $200,000 increase in overall deposits to the general fund this year. So about a $700,000 difference from our original projection to what the amended version of this bill is for the first year. And obviously in each subsequent year, it increases to help fill that gap a little.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions? Senator Olson.
I mentioned this to Mr. Nelson yesterday. I just hope that we don't wait another 20 years before we come back for a fee increase.
Senator, the County Commission Association has made a very strong commitment to continuing to work with the department to ensure that we're not in this situation in the future. In fact, we're going to work together this summer to start that dialogue and ensure that we're all on the same page from here on out.
Other questions? Mr. McFarland, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Thank you.
If I may. Tell me why involuntary mental commitments are the responsibilities of counties.
Mr. Chairman, because the state legislature has said so. And I will remind the committee that counties, as a political subdivision of the state, are really the local agents of the state. We are responsible for getting out and getting to the people many of the state services that you as legislators want to see pushed down to the people. And this is one of those areas that is clearly a county responsibility in the whole area of the involuntarily mentally ill person. We do it as well for people with alcohol commitments. So many of those social services are our responsibility.
And that's done because of statute.
Mr. Chairman, yes, sir.
Do you ever support a change in that statute? A sales tax is obviously an expanding tax base. You don't have a sales tax. You largely have a property tax. You're capped. You don't have an expanding tax base in order to support these increasingly expensive services. Does anything like that ever make any sense?
Mr. Chairman, as you know, counties are responsible for many unpredictable and highly expensive services. This is just one of them. If the state legislature decides that that's one area that they want to take solely unto themselves, and then I'm sure you would not hear any complaints from county commissioners. I don't know what the likelihood of that will be. But you are correct in that we are very limited on what we can generate for revenue, but the exposures that we have are quite high. For instance, in this particular arena, in 2001, we spent $541,000 for this Board of Mental Illness program. In 2005, that went up to $738,000. And so when we were looking at the kind of increase that was originally proposed, we were looking at almost a doubling of expenses within a five-year period. And with limited revenue streams, we just have a very tough time sucking up those kind of expenses. We just do.
Okay. Other questions? Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. close for committee action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dunnifin.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1040.
We have a due pass motion. I hear a second. Is there, we have a motion, we have a due pass, and we have a second. Is there a discussion? Senator Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, just a question. Do we want to pass this from here, or do we want to refer it to the Appropriations Committee?
I think this probably should go to Appropriations, should it not? Okay.
No, actually, no. Mr. Chairman, I think we need to pass it out of here to the floor.
Okay, we have a due pass. A motion. We have a second. Is there additional discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Adelstein.
Aye.
Dunnifin.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tubols.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 7 ayes.
Motion carries. Senator Olson, would you be kind enough to take this to the caucus? Senator Sutton, would you be kind enough to take this to the floor? Thank you. Okay. Any other items for the betterment of the Health and Human Services? Okay. I think we are. Yes.
Do we have any further unheard bills in this committee?
I don't believe that we have any bills, but I think we may have an opportunity. When this committee started, we heard some initial comments about flu and flu pandemics. I think we wanted to have the opportunity to discuss that with those people who know a great deal about it. So I don't know whether that would be this Friday or whether it be next week.
I just got invited to a meeting. I think there's a meeting in Sioux Falls on March 9th.
Yeah, there is. And I thought maybe we could get an executive summary of that.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator.
Will you have any time to discuss potential study topics?
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Ask for a motion to adjourn. Motion, second, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.